There are none, thank you.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as opposed and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Thank you.
And our next item is the approval of the minutes of the February 19th, 2025 meeting. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes or corrections to the minutes?
Unless the commission had any, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as circulated.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the February 19, 2025 meeting as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is your opportunity to spend up to 3 minutes telling us pretty much anything you'd like to tell us, as long as it has something to do with what we do here at Planning and Zoning, and that it does not have anything to do with any specific application that's in front of us today. There's going to be time for that when we have those individual public hearings, or about a specific application that has been in front of us or an application that is coming in front of us. So with those guardrails in mind, is there anyone who would like to speak today? Make a public comment.
And Mr. Chairman, while we're waiting, I know Mr. Whitehouse has kind of has a report on some public comment from last meeting too.
Okay. Whoa. What's up with that? Sorry about that.
And okay. If I may, Mr. Chairman, just at the last meeting, we heard some comments in relation to the county's online land use docket, and we actually had some speakers come up and say that they had a background in IT, and they believed that there was a problem with the county's website. I can say, having spent 2 weeks digging into this now and actually going into the logs on the system and seeing if there's any error, there's been no server outage or no downtime on the county's end with our systems. Having investigated the specific dates when people contacted us saying I couldn't submit comments, I believe I found the problem, and it also allows an opportunity for a little bit of education on how the system works. So here's the application in particular that we're discussing and we received comments on. And if you want to submit a comment online, you navigate to the application on our website, you go into the docket and you load it up, and you click on this blue add comment button. And then in order to submit a comment, you have to agree to the following requirements. And if you don't agree, then you can't submit. And folks are clicking on this, they click on the agree button. And then what happens is that there are certain fields you must complete. And I think you see this regularly on websites, is that if a field is marked with a red asterisk, it must be completed. So it includes name, phone number, email address, and the address of the person submitting. And you also have to select whether you're in support, neutral, or opposition. And this is important because we don't allow the submittal of anonymous comments. We have to know who's submitting the comment before staff will review it. And I think the concern that's being raised that there's a problem with the website is in relation to if you try to enter a telephone number or an email address that the system does not recognize. So if I just type some random numbers, a prompt comes up saying, please enter a valid number. And it's the same with an email address. If I just try to put some random information in, the system knows that's not genuine, and the system knows that that's not an email address. And so whilst it doesn't verify every phone number and email address, you have to put something in that the system believes to be reasonable, genuine, and not fake. And I believe that is the problem that folks are submitting, is that if you do not pay attention to these fields, and if you're not careful in how you submit that, the system will not allow you to progress further. It's not a bug in the system. The system's designed to make you submit this before you can hit that add comment button. And you can see it's actually not bright, which means you can't click it. And I believe that's the problem that folks have encountered. So I don't, in short, in summary, there is no technical systems outage and the system is functioning exactly as designed. So.
And I think you mentioned to me, like, for example, like you typed in gibberish, but if you typed in the phone number in the wrong format, the same thing would happen where you couldn't necessarily comment.
Correct. So the system's actually looking for dashes and so.
Yeah.
So.
But you also get that prompt that says, please enter a valid number. So you know. Yeah, right.
Correct. Okay. But there is a prompt. So Ms. Robertson's correct. So.
Okay.
So it wasn't on our end.
Yeah,
the point.
For yeah. That.
That's also helpful just to know how it works, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
And for those of you who just joined the meeting, this is our public comment period. Since no one jumped up to speak, we took a little side trip here and took care of some business. But we'll one more opportunity if anyone, again, for those of you who just got here, this public comment
comment period is for general comments that don't have anything to do with specific applications. If you want to speak about a specific application, you will be given the opportunity to do so during that public hearing. So is there anyone who wants to make a public comment? All right, I don't see anybody, so we're going to close the public.